You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
It's something very new for us. Obviously, in these trying times, we've had to adapt to the current situation, and obviously not having concert halls to play in, we had to rethink the way that we engage with our audience and the listeners around the country. So, this has come from many ideas, and there'll be more to come after this, but this is the first one that we've had as far as engaging with at least our current listeners, and hopefully more.
It's brilliant. Did you guys do one, though, that first Wednesday or the 25th when the lockdown was about to start?
Yeah, we did the first one last Wednesday. It was actually scheduled to be an actual concert of that we'd been touring the week before of the Goldberg Variations, and they were going to the orchestra was going to record it on stage in the Michael Fowler Centre. It was all sort of ready to be streamed live, and then of course the government sort of went to level 4 and everything got thrown into disarray, and of course that was off. So we had to come up with a new way to do that particular concert. So the orchestra went out to a few players in the orchestra and said, hey, look, would you record something in your living room and do a little concert for our listeners? And it was really successful. A lot of people tuned in, really enjoyed it. And so we're sort of carrying on with that. And the one on tonight on Wednesday is going to be another extension of that.
Now, forgive me if I'm wrong, I do have grade 6 piano, but in terms of orchestra, symphony orchestra, my understanding of this is that you perform together. So how does this actually change, if you're performing separately from your bedrooms, how does that change that feeling of, you know, a performance from a whole orchestra?
Yeah, it's very, very different. We're used to almost like a bit of a safety blanket of sitting on stage. There's 90 members of the NZSO, so there's a lot of people on stage, a lot of sound, and you're part of that, and you're very much aware of everyone else's part around you. So you're listening to what they're doing, you're adapting to that, you're changing, and then, you know, all of a sudden it's just you in your living room, and you're trying to record these things. A lot of the pieces that we're playing on the series are solo pieces, so it's not too bad. You just record it by yourself. But the one that I played on for tonight is with the trombone section. So three of us recorded our own parts in our house at different parts of Wellington, and then had to try and put it together.
Wow.
And Not only that, but then also, you know, classical musicians are not technically very good with technology, so we had to really sort of upskill that pretty quickly to try and sort of catch up. So we used this app called Acapella, which is really great, and we just kept recording things over and over and over until we were really happy, and it's been really fun. It's certainly a different environment for us as classical musicians to perform.
Amazing. It's pretty cool that you guys have, I mean, one, I suppose it's also for yourselves in terms of adapting and continuing your own livelihood, but also being able to continue providing that, you know, that gift, I suppose, to people listening.
Yeah, well, I guess, and, you know, it's extraordinary times, isn't it? And, you know, the arts have a huge role to play, and we can't sort of, you know, go off into a corner and be forgotten. We actually, the arts community, have to continue to provide and create, and that's what we're trying to do at the NZSO. We're trying to find ways that we can engage with our audiences and hopefully new listeners around the country as well. And so that's been really exciting. And like you say, it's new for us as well. You know, all of a sudden we're you know, used to walking into a concert hall and you sit down and you play your part in a symphony, and, you know, Radio New Zealand comes in and they record our performances and send them off to around the country. Or all of a sudden in your own living room, you know, I'm the musician, I'm the recording engineer, I'm the videographer, I'm doing everything to try and you know, get that performance out, and that's a whole new range of skills that a lot of us are not savvy with. So it's been a real learning curve and something for us to sort of catch up to, and it's been really exciting and fun for us to be involved in.
Yeah, incredible, I suppose, challenge, but also that you know, stepping into that and seeing the way that you can adapt and change and grow.
Yeah, well, I guess there's other parts of the music community that have been doing this sorts of things for years, and they rely on that, you know, technology to get their music out. Whereas for a symphony orchestra, you know, especially the NZSO, you know, we tour so much throughout the year where we're performing concerts right throughout New Zealand. You never think of a day where suddenly those concert halls are closed, and then all of a sudden this really unique situation is in front of us, and we have to really think on our feet very, very quickly. And I think that's one of the things I've been really proud of with the organisation is our administration staff, who have just been working around the clock to get these sorts of opportunities happening, so that the players can, you know, perform and still get our music out. Because, like you say, you know, there's something I think for people to listen to. It brings joy in an otherwise pretty sort of bleak environment at the moment. And I think it's nice that we're able to do that and bring some a bit of happiness in an otherwise pretty anxious time.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you want to add?
I guess not. I mean, just that the show tonight is at 7:30. It's really a kind of an eclectic mix of performances. So we actually have a really amazing duet by our associate principal cellist Ken Echinose, and Ken has recorded a duet with his friend Shana Douglas, who is a member of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London. So they've recorded a duet 12,000 miles apart, and when you hear it, like, it's very, very hard, and it's absolutely astonishing that they've been able to get that together. So that's really cool. There's a percussion solo, there's a double bass solo, a flute tango by Piazzolla, and the trombone section have recorded a little trio of four movements, which we did obviously spread out across Wellington. And so, yeah, it's a really eclectic mix of music, but I'm sure there's something for everyone.
Brilliant. That was actually one other thing that I did want to mention, was that overseas guest performance, I suppose. I just think that's incredible.
Yeah, it is. It's, when Ken first told me he was doing it, I was like, are you sure you want to embark on this? This is the first time for most of us that we've ever had to do this sort of thing, you know. I said, is this what you want to do as the first time? He's like, yeah, you know, it'll be great, you know. And he was absolutely right. It's just so cool that they've been able to put that together. And I think there'll be more and more of these sorts of collaborations and all the different genres of music around New Zealand, hopefully, in the coming weeks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.